It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsboro today, and we are joined on the phone by Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, who is currently sitting in the dark thanks to that power outage I mentioned a little while ago. Mayor Stevens, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, I'm glad to do so, and thanks for this nice technology, the battery power. So, actually, we've got bright windows here, and it's a lovely afternoon to look out. But the power is out for a couple of hours. I was out for some last night in the general Hillsboro area. I know downtown and throughout some parts of northern Orange County, there's a power outage. It's apparently some problems with Duke Energy's equipment. They're having to do some repairs, and having to do it immediately is what we are told should last a couple hours. Aaron, I have a good friend who's out in California, hadn't had power in a week. She said, this
Fair.
Is not a lot to complain about. So let's put this all in perspective.
100%.
But anyway, that's what's going on right now.
And I mentioned a few minutes ago that the power outage had happened, but it got bumped back a little bit, so it just started, right? Is that what happened?
It's been about a half an hour
okay.
here.
All right, so that's going on, but should be resolved in a couple of hours. We'll keep following that. Town board had a meeting last night. Quick meeting, but you got a lot done. Tell us about it.
My goodness, Aaron, 45 minutes. We were in. This is the way we do it, let me tell you. This is our workshop. We have 2 meetings each month on a normal cycle. The second Monday of the month is our regular business, and that's when we often make decisions, often one after the other. And then we have what's called a work session, and typically that's when we have an opportunity to spend a little more time to talk things through. Last night, just had a shorter agenda. I'll tell you one thing. We did do a proclamation naming November as Shop Small Business Month and Saturday, November 30th, as Shop Small Business Saturday. Really want to encourage folks to get out and shop your local businesses, all those little stores and establishments. And let me tell you, there's beautiful stores downtown. If you go to the Vintage Jewelry Shop, Unique with Peaks, the Yarn Shop is having, a 9th year anniversary. Really fun little places, great art galleries, nice jewelers. All of that just really helps support local businesses. And of course, there's good local restaurants, and remind people, in terms of that, sales tax, whether you're shopping in Hillsboro or Carrboro or Chapel Hill, all that is allocated in a countywide. So you're helping, even if you're living in Carrboro, but you're shopping in Hillsboro, you're still, keeping your money home as well as supporting local businesses like Weaver Street Market, which is also in downtown Hillsboro. So we were really, really glad to put some emphasis on that, do some photo ops. Then what we did was authorize a public hearing for, I guess, a property that's right on north of town, Highway 70, Corbington Commons, that would like to once again change what their plan is, maybe going from a multi-story assisted living apartment complex to small cottages. And their next step is just for us to authorize a public hearing, which we did sometime in 2020, and had a couple other things that we took care of in terms of budget amendments. Then mostly what we talked about is diversity and equity, mm-hmm. And racial equity training that we wanted to do for our staff and also for advisory boards and committees that, work with the town. And we have a number of things in place, but we want to review where we are, what kind of options are available to us. Most of our commissioners have been through some kind of REI training, as many of our staff have been, but try to do something that's going to be very systemic through the town of Hillsboro and operations, including with our volunteers and what that might look like, what our options are, and as we continue to explore that. So it was a good conversation, not really time to make big decisions about that, but it is something that we're taking very seriously. So we covered a lot, actually, in that 45 minutes.
When it comes to equity training, and I know town elected officials have been through these before, what constitutes effective equity training? You want to do it right. What do you get out of it when you go through it?
Well, one thing, and some of the other commissioners were quick to point this out, we can look at, certainly kinds of trainings that say, here's our policies. Here's mm-hmm. where we want to be fair. Make sure that you're knowledgeable about this, whether it's about harassment or essentially civil rights or those things. But probably more importantly is really being able to understand the deeper roots of some of the inequalities that we have in our community, how they are in many ways built into our system, how we can both mitigate that and change some of the systems that we have. And so it's really a different way of thinking. And that's the kind of training that is, I think, most effective. Sometimes, again, it's in all kinds of things that you wouldn't expect. Here's an example, just from, you know, how, you know, thinking differently. This was not in our particular city, but with another group of municipalities mm-hmm. talking about how they did light pole repairs in various neighborhoods. And there's one neighborhood that just never got, you know, their lights repaired. Well, I realized it was all based on people calling in. And that's the way the system was set up. And this was a neighborhood that historically did not trust the local community and therefore didn't call in and therefore didn't get the service. And so in looking at, okay, what can we do this? That was sort of built into the system, not through anybody's, you know, particularly fault, but just that's the way it was built in. So let's build a repair system where we're actually going out and looking at doing the repairs, not necessarily waiting for people to call in. That's just looking at the entire system. Does that make sense?
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website for more information on town government. You can also go to visithillsboroughnc.com for events and happenings on the town's calendar. And Mayor, as we wrap up, a lot of upcoming events. I mentioned Halloween coming up in just a couple of days. Election Day is in a week, and I know there's more behind it as well. What's on the calendar?
Oh, yes. Well, you mentioned Halloween. Yes, as you already mentioned, probably rain. Really encourage people to be safe out there. We've had nice events this past weekend, but that trick-or-treating night Thursday, just please be careful when you're out there. Mm-hmm. This next two weekends, very exciting throughout Orange County. Got a very strong group of artists here in Hillsborough, but also through Chapel Hill, Carrboro, all through Orange County, the Orange County Artists Guild Studio Tour Saturday and Sunday, both upcoming weekends. There's brochures around. There's information on the web. That is kind of the big arts event of the entire year. Good chance to get out and see arts, and particularly, again, when you're downtown Hillsborough. I know my gallery will be open. Several galleries are open. We got lots of artists are open. Your studios, restaurants will come. So come out for the art walk. And then I guess the one thing that people are asking for that's a little bit further out is the parade. And so that's going to be the weekend right after Thanksgiving. It's December 1st. Thanksgiving is so late. So those are all kind of wedged in there. But the holiday parade is going to be that December 1st. So put that on your calendar. And by all means, Election Day is 1 week from today. Early voting is still going on this week. Get out and vote. Your local elections are really where the, what they say, rubber meets the road. It's where probably has the biggest influence on your lives. So it's kind of a quiet election cycle here, but we do have an election. We have a mayor. We have four folks running for three seats on our council. And so I encourage you to get yourself informed and get out there and please vote.
And again, visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on town events and happenings. hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Aaron, thank you. Have a great week.